972-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Got a word and a revelation from God, went and stood before Ahab and said, "It ain't gonna rain at my word." He didn't say, "Thus saith the Lord." He said, "At my word." Do you know who you are? See, some of us haven't even gotten to that point yet where you say, "Thus saith the Lord." But there's a place beyond there where God says, "Me and you one. You say it, I honor it. You do it, I'm going to back it up. You go there, I'm going with you. You say it, it's me saying it through you. It ain't going to rain at my word." But see, your identity is only as sound as your foundation. You know, the higher you get up in the spirit realm, the more frequencies come through your space. Now, if you ain't got a certain frequency in your space, it got to keep going. If fear is not there, then fear comes, but it got to go. It comes in one ear, picks up speed, goes out the other ear because it can't identify with you. But if your foundation is shaky, fear's got something to resonate on. Ask somebody, "Do you know you?" We're going to dig you out, because some of us have buried ourselves. Amen. I said some have buried themselves listening to the wrong stuff, emulating the wrong people, oppressed by atmospheres and environments that aren't conducive to your growth. Amen. Somebody say, "The devil is a lie. I'm coming out gold." Somebody say, "I'm a son." A true father always wants to pass on legacy. He wants sons to do greater. To be better. To see that full potential. You know, my dad was one that, I tell you, he cheesed. He would smile. He talked about his sons to everybody. Everybody knew the story. And don't come over the house and spend some time. He'd go and pull pictures out. He had pictures way back. Every basketball article that was ever written, he had it. "Yeah, this was my son back in that tournament there." And you know, he knew everything. And he would share. He just loved it. Because his heart was to see his sons go beyond. See, he came through the Depression. You know, so he knew what it was not to be in soup lines and not have. And, you know, have to have that hustle. And get out there, you know, have no heat in the house when it's frigid cold. His desire was always to see his sons go further. Amen. And be better. So he was always there. And anytime something good happened or something came about, you know, my dad would be so full of joy, he would have to wipe tears away all the time. Anytime you got to talk, he'd have to wipe tears. You know, he'd be so, you know, laughing, smiling. And, you know, anytime he get to talking, he'd just go wiping tears. See, that's a father's heart. Amen. That's the father's heart toward you. Amen. That's not to beat you down because you this, that, or the other, or your past, or whatever. Forget all that. No, the father's heart is to see you rise. Amen. And to become everything you are to be. Amen. To fulfill your destiny. Amen. To finish your race with joy. To establish his kingdom in the earth. Amen? Amen. So our status, somebody say, my status is that of a son. Somebody tell somebody, I'm in. You got a ticket to ride. Amen. We are in. Our status is that of a son. Give me John chapter 1, verse 12. St. John chapter 1, verse 12. I'm going to challenge you with some stuff here. And I hope you allow it to transform your thinking. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13. Which were born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That puts us in a very unique and special category. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm special. Look at him and say, whether you think so or not, eyes special. You are unique. You are special because you're a human being, but you are very special because you're a son of God. Amen. Come on, we got to lay this foundation properly. Because if the foundation is right, you can build anything on it. And it'll last for a long time. You can go as high as you want. I remember when the Sears was, it was the Sears Tower in Chicago, they were building it. But ever before they built it, they spent 2 years underground. Rebar, cable, beams, cement, whatever they had to do underground, they spent 2 years. Then when that baby started coming up, at the time it was the tallest building in the world. But they spent a lot of time on the foundation. We get this foundation right. Look at somebody, tell them, ain't no stopping me then. The sky is not the limit. Amen. I'm out of the box. I'm dangerous now. Ain't no telling what's going to happen. Because I know who I am. I know whose I am. I ain't scared. Amen. The righteous are bold as a lion while the wicked flee and nobody's pursuing them. See, when you get this thing right, you get bold with stuff. You make your boast in the Lord. I know my God can. Lord, if I found favor in your sight, then manifest your glory. Boom, there it is. Amen. You get bold. You're not afraid now. Because you know whose you are. You know God promised you. You know God's character. His veracity. He always comes through. He'll not let you be made ashamed. He will defend you. Amen. That's the Father we serve. 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Hallelujah. There we go. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not. There's what a lot of folk mess up, because they look for their status from the world. Amen. Tell somebody, they don't know me. Amen. Their loss, my gain. Amen. They need to know me. Amen. They need to know you. Amen. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Next verse. Beloved, now. Somebody say, right now. Now are we the sons of God. We are the sons of God right now. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Tell somebody, it's going to get better and better. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, Let me pause there, because a lot, here's where the devil steps in to try to steal a piece of your identity and push that way out to a rapture, so-called. When he shall appear. It does not yet appear what we shall be. Yes, it does. When he shall appear, we shall see it. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That's progressive. Amen. When God gives you a revelation of who he is, get that verse back up for me, that verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, ultimately. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Ultimately. There's an ultimate going into, but there's a progressive going from status into stature. Each time we see him, each time revelation comes to us, it's not to entertain us, it's to transform us. When I see him working in a certain place or doing a certain thing, then it transforms me to be like him. If I saw him do it, then he's equipped me to do it. Hello, somebody. If I saw him speak to a storm and the revelation comes to me, speak to the storm and the storm stops, then right now I'm walking in a revelation. Tell somebody, I'm a storm chaser. That means I'm gonna speak to every storm. Why? I see him as he is. He came to me in revelation, told me to speak to it. I see what happened. Now I'm gonna walk in that thing. I'm not going back to an old relationship. No, I've been brought closer to him. It does not yet appear fully, but I see him right here. I see what he's doing right here, and I'm going to do what he's doing right here. What he's revealed to me to do right here, I'm going to do it right here. It's progressive. We go from status to greater and greater stature. Romans 8, chapter 17. Tell somebody, I'm legal. And if children, then heirs. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Heirs. I'm an heir. That word is not hairs. Heir. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Lord, help us here. We're going to kill the poverty mentality. We're going to kill the spirit of lack and insufficiency. We are joint heirs. Co-heirs, standing next to him. What's his is mine. Get it back. Joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. If you are willing to be separated from the world and trust God that his kingdom will provide everything you need, and not run with the world, hello, but believe that God will supply your every need. You know, when you live by kingdom principle, you spend from the pocket of Jehovah. Amen. See, bank accounts can run out. Economies can be shaken. But there's a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Amen. There's a supply that has no end to it.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.